When did you get hurt at work? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. So Halsey recently severely sprained her ankle after she tripped over her dishwasher. But then she was joking about it, and she said for all the times that she should have gotten hurt on stage,
right,
because she does so many stunts and jumping around.
Yeah, and running around.
It ended up being the dishwasher that took her down. Yeah?
Right.
Yeah. But I think her getting hurt at work stinks no matter what. But it happens to celebrities all the time. Remember when Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise just broke his ankle recently, right? Yeah. Keanu Reeves gets injured just about every movie that he makes because he does all that action stuff that happens. Lady Gaga.
Kate Winslet. Yeah, Lady Gaga fell off the stage. Right. Kate Winslet almost drowned on the set of Titanic. Well, did you know that?
A lot of water. Really cold out there.
Jennifer Lawrence, for realism. She lost a hearing in one ear when she was filming Hunger Games because it was so loud on the set.
Like, oh.
Things happen.
For a minute in my mind, I was thinking of J-Lo. How did she get hurt on Hustlers? But it's nowhere that you want to show.
No. No. When did you get hurt at work?
I can't say in radio that I've really been hurt because it's not what you think of like a physical job. But you know what I have done is I've re-injured myself a bunch of times, right? So I've got a rebuilt knee, my left knee. And we used to play mud volleyball at a place I worked. And the mud would be like 3 feet deep. And it was all for charity. So you couldn't say no. You had to like duct tape your sneakers to your body to play. Right. But every time I would play, my knee would get screwed up. And you know, the funny thing is about like a re-injury, once you do something and it heals, nobody actually believes that you're injured. So every time you go, oh, my knee, or oh, my back, everybody around you just kind of rolls their eyes.
Yep.
Even though if you sat next to me on a couch, you can hear an audible crunch most days that I move my left knee.
Do you remember?
Nobody believes me.
Do you remember the morning when I walked in here after I got hurt downstairs?
When I fell on the ice.
Yeah. No, it wasn't the ice. So I gave birth 19 months ago. My youngest is 19 months old.
Right.
And I had planned that I was literally going to work up until the day of
the C-section.
It was 5 days before I had to do that. And I had said to them, it's really dark in the parking lot. It's
right.
Like when we cut to work, like they don't have lights on.
Randomly, the lights are on one day, the other day they're not.
And it was
whatever.
It was like a slightly icy day. And sure enough, I've got my work bag. I've got my Dunkin' Donuts coffee in one hand. I'm walking in and boom, I hit that sidewalk like it was nothing, and I fell face forward. Now, you know, your first reaction
is there's a baby in there.
You put your hands down, but I got a cup of coffee in my hand.
So you got to save the cup of coffee over your small unborn child at the time?
I fell right on baby bump. And I remember I came up, I go, what do? I feel okay. You know, I think you should call your doctor. And then they made me go in for 2 days and like be hooked up to all those machines.
Which obviously was the right thing. You have a healthy daughter.
Right. Everything worked out all right.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, you have to err on the side of caution. Yes, that was an exciting day. I could see that you were pregnant. If you just told me that you were pregnant and I couldn't see it, like a knee injury, I'm not sure I would have believed you.
I was 9 months pregnant. I think you could tell I was pregnant.
I could see it.
1-800-330-9999. When was that time that you got hurt at work? When did you get hurt at work? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Comes up because Halsey sprained her ankle. She fell over the dishwasher and she said, for all the times I should have gotten hurt on stage, this is how I got hurt.
Right.
But a lot of artists do get hurt. Lady Gaga fell off the stage not too long ago.
Tom Cruise broke an ankle. I mean, he's just jumping off the world's tallest building. It happens.
Yeah, but us normal people, it happens to us too at work with more normal things. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. When did you get hurt at work?
One time, it wasn't actually at work. It was similar to what happened to you. I was working in Manhattan, and I was walking across the street to get to my office, and I slipped on some black ice. It was early in the morning. So here I am laying on the ground, and the light turned green, and people are honking at me.
Oh, that's nice. Right. That's good.
Move it. Move it, lady. I've got places to be.
Welcome to New York.
If you're still breathing, then I don't have time for your indulgence.
All right.
Get up.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. So some young guy was like, oh, my God. And he comes back. He comes running over to me. He was walking, and he helps me up. And he was so sweet, he walked me all the way to my office.
Oh, that's nice.
Did he ask for your parking space right
after? Can you imagine?
No, that is nice. It's sometimes in that worst moment, right, you get a little refresher that there is still some good.
Good people. And on Raven, when did you get hurt at work?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I was a bakery manager, and I sliced my thumb open, wide open.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the worst about restaurant stuff is when you cut.
Yeah, but did you serve the sandwich or were you like, or not?
Right. You gotta put a butterfly on it, right? Wrap it up and get back to work. We got a whole full shift to do here.
I tried to do that, but it was so bad. Like, it sliced down the middle, and the nail actually got removed from my thumb.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Go home.
Yeah,
go
yeah,
home.
Yeah, yeah.
God, I wish I would have sent you home before you told us that part.
I would have been like, all right, just give me the Italian combo really quick. Anna and Raven, when did you get hurt at work?
Hey, so I'm a delivery room nurse, and the woman refused any pain medication, which is, you know, totally fine. But she got so upset at the end, and she literally threw a cup of ice at me. When I went to go clean it up, I slipped and severely sprained my ankle, and it really hurt.
When I gave birth, right? Oh, see, I ask for every medication, even medications that don't involve during
not
giving
at all.
Birth. Right.
But Schedule C, you broke like three laws in there.
Yeah, so like probably. I was like, can I have a spinal tap? They're like, ma'am, you already have one.
How do we feel about nitrous in here? Let's get that in here.
But when I listen to the mothers giving natural birth, all I could think about is like, they are screaming, and I'm like, oh my gosh. I would also throw things. Like, that has to be the most dangerous moment for you as a nurse when you have to deal with those moms.
I'm putting in for cop. I don't care. Babies or not. All right. I'm putting in for cop. I slip and fall on the floor there.
Yeah. It was really scary, but luckily, you know, it was just sprained and not broken.
It's like you threw ice. Like, what else could she reach? the monitor. Yeah.
That's why they give you the paper cups or the styrofoam cups, so they just bounce, really.
When did you get hurt? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's next with Anna and Raven. A few months ago, Halsey tripped and broke her ankle just because she went over the dishwasher. But she says the irony of it is that she should have gotten hurt when she's on stage, because that's when she really does all the dangerous stuff.
Celebrities get hurt while they're working all the time. Leo, Gaga, Tom Cruise. It happens.
Right. It's Anna and Raven. But for normal folk, you really get hurt at work. A lot. And random things happen. How did you get hurt at work? 1-800-330-9999. You could always call or text. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
So it's kind of embarrassing. I wish I had a cooler story. But I work for the Department of Sanitation, and my coworker ran over my foot with a full-size garbage truck.
Oh, that's the best. Yep.
Yep.
That is the best. Did
what
you break
happened?
A bunch of bones or what?
I broke three bones. Correct. And I had to wear one of those boots for like 2 months.
I mean, thank God that's the only thing that happened. Imagine your whole foot.
That still sucks, man. Yeah. I mean, when you're getting in and out of the shower, everything over there, broken bone is so inconvenient, right? I mean, luckily it wasn't one of your hands. You could still scrub yourself down, but it's not fun.
No, it's like, and I need, you know, my foot's really bad. I can't walk.
Right.
You know, I'm looking to wear stuff.
But was he at least apologetic? Like, imagine you run over.
Yeah, he felt super bad. Yeah, and it was kind of, I don't know, it was like kind of both our faults. Both could have been paying more attention. But yeah.
I mean, what do you say?
Well, what do you say?
I'm sorry I ran over your foot.
Worst summer of my life, right?
Yeah.
And on Raven, why'd you get hurt at work?
I fell off a 12-foot ladder.
Ouch. What are you, you work in a warehouse? You work in a big box store? What were you doing on a 12-foot ladder?
I work at a theater, and I was hanging up some scenery.
Oh, man.
And my spotter, because you always have a spotter on a ladder no matter what you're doing. My spotter wasn't really paying attention.
Right. So I'm sure they were paying attention after you're on the floor.
Yeah, there's nothing like the old buddy system to prove who your friends are and aren't.
Yeah. So when I went to go lean over to tie the scenery up, the entire thing just fell over, and I fell with it.
Did they think you were acting because you were in a theater and you were just trying to pretend?
No, because I'm not an actress.
Oh.
But, like, I could hear everyone. But everyone, like, I couldn't respond. My eyes weren't open. I was out for a good 45 minutes before
I had
to say you.
Wow.
Wow. Are you okay now? Obviously, you're fine, right?
I'm fine now. It's just I still have, like, a little bit of PTSD from that.
I don't blame you.
So, like, height is not my thing anymore.
Right.
Take it slow going up. Right.
Anna and Raven, when did you get hurt at work?
I was walking with my friend. We walked during lunch hour, and I have a fake tooth that's capped, so there's two hooks around each tooth.
Mm.
While I was walking, the hook hooked onto my tongue into a vein.
Oh, my.
And they had to send me to the emergency room to stop the bleeding.
Oh, my gosh.
That is awful.
Right. Yeah. You never think of your tongue as being something that would bleed that much.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it was bad. It was bad. They couldn't stop the bleeding, so I had to go to the emergency room to have it removed out of my tongue.
Ugh. A mouth bleeder. That usually in the movie says that you're not going to make it.
Oh. Oh, gosh, this has been gruesome this morning. You want to chime in, too? Head to our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven. How did you get hurt at work?
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. And if you're a mechanic and you're in charge of fixing my car, but instead you just take it for like weeks and weeks, you never get it fixed, and you get it back, and then there's 1,000 miles that have been driven on the car.
Oh, go for a spin. Nice. That's sounds like Ferris Bueller or something like that.
All I need to know about you.
This didn't happen to you. Come on.
This happened in Florida. Here is the man talking about how upset he was that his car had all these miles when he got it back.
Mm. Well, I'm sitting here having to walk everywhere. I want the person to lose their job. I mean, that's just not right to take anybody's car like that.
It's my nightmare. And I always say, like, what's stopping a mechanic from just taking your car? And I know you have to, like, trust them. But there's certain situations where you probably shouldn't trust them.
Well, listen, a test drive is one thing. But a test drive doesn't last 1,100
miles.
1,000
miles. Yeah. So a news
reporter. There's nothing more frustrating, too, than thinking that you're getting back your car a certain time and you don't get it back and nobody calls and they don't deliver it on time. That's the worst.
Like, I hate to generalize, but there has never been one time that they told me my car was going to be ready in a certain date and it was ready on that date.
I
never once.
I'll sleep in your lobby before I'll leave the car.
Oh, I've left it there for weeks after accidents and things.
Oh, so, I've slept many times in the lobby.
They asked the mechanic who supposedly did this, a news reporter, and this was the reaction.
So it sounds like somebody was joyriding in his vehicle.
Okay. Well, it wasn't me.
You know anything about that?
That guy's crazy.
He has 1,000 miles on his vehicle while it was supposed to be here fixed. Now it's not fixed. And there was women's underwear in the back seat.
Oh, I don't like your attitude, weirdo.
Did he just say he didn't like the reporter's attitude?
I don't like your attitude, weirdo.
You planted that underwear part of this story. Get out of here. Right. Get out of here.
Can you imagine? And you get your car back and there's women's underwear in the back seat. Like, what? That is all I need to know about you.
We're generalizing. It could have been a woman who joyrided that car. All right? We don't know. Okay? And then she was changing after some sort of incident. Or maybe she went to the gym. We just don't know at this point.
If you're a shady mechanic, that's all I need to know about you.
If you drive in the rain to and from work without ever putting on your windshield wipers because you believe that the rain just beads off well enough for you to drive at 80 miles per hour, that's all I need to know about you. Turn on your wipers. Turn on your wipers. Now, also, I will say this. Don't tell me how to operate my wipers if you're in the car, though. Because I'm not a high guy. Are you a high guy with the wipers? Are you a low setting? Or are you an intermittent?
I do it based on how hard it's raining, like a normal person.
No. I mean, for me, I'll push the delay as far as it can go. But don't tell me to turn it on high or something like that.
My husband is a Rain-X fanatic.
Oh.
So he puts like 37 coats. And then when
the
it rains.
The infomercial?
Oh, my gosh. When it rains, he's like, look, babe.
Look.
Look, babe. Look.
Look.
Look. You can see perfectly clear. You don't even need these wipers.
I've never taken the time to do anything like that in my life. Like, if you're at the auto car wash and it's like, spray this on. I spray the entire car with the Rain-X.
Oh, no. It's like his like his part-time job to go outside
like
and Rain-X our front windshields. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I'm sorry. Am I living in make-believe world? Is that what's happening right now?
I like make-believe world. Why? What's going on in your world?
It's Anna and Raven. So I've been called a helicopter mom probably more than once, let's be honest.
Sure.
I don't think it's a helicopter mom. I think it's having common sense and being a good parent. Right? But this was trending in the news today.
A 41-year-old Florida man told police he let a 12-year-old girl drive his SUV and told her to speed because he wanted to be a cool father.
You're cool. You're a cool father. Congratulations, Dad. You're so cool.
This has actually been going on in my neighborhood a bit, too. I told you it started all the kids doing they're doing the riding lawnmowers.
Yep, but it gets crazier about riding lawnmower is one thing.
Okay.
So I'm looking for this clip, right, because I want to be able to play it because I think it's so crazy that there's this guy who wants to be a cool dad, so he's letting 12-year-olds drive their cars,
I mean,
right?
He's not alone.
I went to YouTube and I searched 12-year-old driving.
Yeah.
There were hundreds of clips, all of fathers letting their kids drive cars. Here's one.
So we're just down here in Mexico again, because I think it's illegal for these 12-year-olds to be driving.
Yep.
Jeep.
Idaho.
Yep. Pretty illegal in Idaho.
I mean, I hope you're in the desert.
Yep.
In Mexico or wherever it was that Mexico, Idaho, whatever
She's
it may be.
She's flying. And then I searched again, and this popped up.
Mm. Guess what? These kids have never driven a vehicle before in their life, so this is their very first time. You guys pumped about that?
Yes.
Have you ever driven a vehicle
sounds like
before?
Seven.
On the way home from church sometimes.
Well, I mean, she only drives on the way home from church. So what's the big deal?
Yeah, everything's like allowed nine. If you just visited with Jesus.
Right. He's like, this is their first time not coming from church. So this is a little bit different. What is wrong with these fathers that they think it's okay to let these children drive cars?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even let my 11-year-old sit in the front seat.
So what's the rules then? Like, is it cool if it's in a parking lot or something like that? Because,
no!
You know, parking lot was when I was first handed the keys, I think, by my dad.
How old were you, though?
I was probably 12 or 13. Yeah, I was young. But I had to stay in the parking lot. He didn't let me go out on the road.
But why?
Which is good. Because their car had like a 350 and a blower. It was probably a bit of a bad idea.
I was 15 years old and 6 months.
Okay.
The exact time when you get your permit back, you know, when we got our license.
Well, you guys
at 16.
Are fantastic American citizens, I guess. They follow the law.
We're normal.
The letter.
I just don't understand why you would put your child like, okay, you want to drive? Yeah, go ahead, drive.
Well, what I've seen now in my neighborhood is the constant progression. So I told you, it started with the riding lawnmowers like a couple months ago.
Yep.
And I saw this, it became a thing. Like one of them started driving it, and then all of a sudden, all the other teenagers in the neighborhood started driving it, okay? Mm-hmm. Then 3 weeks ago, I saw them, they all got scooters all of a sudden, you know, the electric scooters?
Yeah.
So they're flying up and down. It's like a biker gang flying up and down in the street in my neighborhood.
Right.
And now, I just saw this week, one of them was driving the family car on the street.
And
there's
like
no
12?
Way. Yeah, she's not 15. There's no way.
So what you're telling me here is the John Deere is a gateway drug.
Yeah.
And you start...
At least in my neighborhood, that's how it began, and now it has progressed.
I mean, you're on a farm.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, that's kind of part of what you got to do.
I don't even know if there's laws on tractors. I mean, if you're not on the road, yeah, on a farm, you can do whatever you want.
But you can call me a helicopter parent all you want. There is no way I hand a 12-year-old keys, and I'm like, okay, can you drive mommy to church? There's no world. You want to go down to Mexico?
I mean,
I think it's illegal here.
Yeah,
get out of here.
That being said, most people are probably in a state that they're not making good conscious decisions at that point anyways.
Right.
In Mexico, as a regular driver, following every rule that I can read in English, I'm probably still in danger of getting pulled over and getting a ticket. A 12-year-old, I mean, I don't know if they're better or worse, to tell you the truth.
Speed, because he wanted to be a cool father.
Cool. You're a cool father. Great job.
Good job, Dad.
Yep. When you were a kid, what did you think made someone rich? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
It's funny, the observances that we have when we're kids and to what you know now as an adult, it definitely is a big difference. Like, basically, if you had $100 back in the day, you were rich.
Right.
If you had a $100 bill,
yep.
You were rich.
Right.
No question about it.
My daughter said to me, her friend Samantha, she said, in passing, she's like, oh, well, Samantha's rich. And I'm like, Samantha's rich?
Right, right.
What do you mean she's rich? She's like, oh, because her grandparents live in Florida and they have a vacation house in Cape Cod.
They travel the world on their yacht, shipping champagne wherever they go. They have at least 6 doors on every SUV they own. Totally rich.
And I'm like, does that really make somebody rich if your grandparents live in Florida and you have an extra house? And then I'm like, well, you know what? I still think you're rich if you have a vacation house. It could be a shack.
Right.
You know? Like,
the phrase vacation house lends itself to the fact that you're doing well enough that you've got a second place that you can run to.
It could be a timeshare that they pay for.
Could be a swamp beach. Doesn't matter. Mangrove with alligators.
That makes you rich.
I always say to you, whenever you tell me that you would call your girlfriends at the same time when you're young, if you had Total Phone, you were rich.
I had Total Phone when
I was
a kid.
You were totally rich.
Every time
Anna
was
rich,
guys. I wasn't rich. When I was a kid, I remember that, you know, when people go away on spring break.
Yeah.
But I come from immigrant Italian parents. So I remember I would have to come back to school, and then everybody would have to go around the room, and what did you do on your spring break?
Right.
And little Susie would be like, oh, I went to the Bahamas. Or,
right.
I went to Disney World, and I would be like...
And I would always be like, I made pizza with my family at the restaurant.
Right. And then I'd be like, I was at 44 Longridge Road, my house. And then I remember saying to my dad, I'm like, Daddy, I'm like, all the kids go away on spring break.
Right.
Those people are rich, Anna. They're rich.
If you had a 3-car garage or more.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Didn't even matter if there was nothing in the garage.
Mm.
There could be a terrible vehicle in there. But if you had a 3-car garage or more, you were definitely rich.
Right. When you're, yeah. I remember if you had a pool. I thought if you had a pool yes. when you were young, you were rich.
What about if you had a screened pool house near the pool?
Forget it. Right.
Right. You're just printing gold bars somewhere down in the bottom. You just got a stack of them somewhere.
Now I look back at some of the pools that I thought were like my rich friends. Yes. And I'm like, that was like an above ground
kidney
pool.
Shape.
They bought that at Walmart. Like, what is that? 1-800-330-9999. When you were a kid, what did you think made someone rich?
If you had Cavaricci's, you were rich.
Yup.
Right.
Back in the 80s, I remember being so jealous of all the kids in my class who rocked them. My mom bought me a pair of knockoffs from Woolworths. I was humiliated.
Yeah, no, it won't do the same thing. It's true.
With the fake little white tag on the crotch instead of Cavaricci.
Well, you remember them clearly.
Oh, my gosh. I had one pair of Cavaricci's.
Right. So did I. I had one pair of Cavaricci's. Black.
Mine were tan.
They might still be in a box somewhere. I wish they were.
Oh, man.
I wish.
Those were the jams to have your Cavaricci's. You have knockoff Cavaricci's. You wear those
to school. It'd take you 20 minutes to go to the bathroom, though.
So many buttons. They were so ridiculous now that you think of it. But you're right, because if you had a lot of Cavaricci's, man, you were rich. You're right. This is fun. When you were a kid, what do you think made someone rich? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. When you were a kid, what did you think made somebody rich? 1-800-330-9999. It's Hannah and Raven. My daughter was saying, I should call my talking about her friend Samantha. She's like, oh, she's rich. I go, what do you mean she's rich? And she's like, well, you know, her grandparents live in Florida.
What?
I was like, yeah.
Oh,
she's like,
crazy rich.
If your grandparents live in Florida, that means that you're rich. And I was like, it does?
It could be in a trailer. We don't know.
We
could
don't
be a mobile
have any
home.
Idea.
We have no idea, right? Could be a timeshare.
Right. But then I started thinking about it.
But they sound rich.
Right. She's like, and they have a vacation house. And I'm like, oh, that I get. Because if you were little, remember when you said somebody had a vacation house? You have a vacation house?
Right. There's a second place where you go.
Right.
We're barely affording the one that we're in right now. Right. I mean, if you listen to my parents every day. Right.
And it got me thinking, like, when you were a kid, like, when people had certain things, you assumed they were rich. Mm-hmm. Even though, like, now as an adult, you look back and you're like, that doesn't make any sense at all. Right?
I'd be on the phone with a friend. It would click. They'd be like, hold on a minute. They'd click over to Total Phone.
Yeah.
And I'd know right at that moment that they were incredibly wealthy.
Every time I tell Raven that I had Total Phone, he talks about how rich I was as
right.
a kid.
You I'm were like, so
what?
Rich.
It didn't make sense.
If you got the newspaper delivered all week long.
Oh, yeah.
You were rich.
Yeah.
You were rich. Who can go for 7 days? Nobody can afford that.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, Tana and Raven. When you were a kid, what did you think made somebody rich?
Their car. I remember I had an uncle that had an old Lincoln where the back glass would go down, and we thought that was the coolest thing.
Right.
And we thought they were so rich, but we find out later on that they're as poor as us.
Right. It's the only thing they were paying for, right. Yeah. A Jaguar back in the day meant you were rich in my neighborhood. Right.
No.
If you had a Jag.
My dad would talk about getting the Dino Ferrari, and I always thought, if you got a Ferrari,
that
you
means
were rich.
We made it.
Right.
You're rich.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Every day I say, one day I'm going to buy my dad a Ferrari. And now that I'm turning 40, I realize I'm never going to be able to buy my dad that Ferrari.
I mean, you can buy him a Ferrari if you give up your house.
Right. It's true. I'm looking at our Facebook page. You can head to Anna and Raven. And we asked, like, when you were a kid, what did you think made somebody rich?
Mm-hmm.
And LaVon wrote, if they had a dining room and a den.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
The room like that nobody really sat in.
The formal dining room.
I remember always thinking, like, why do you even need that room? Nobody goes in
there. In case
the
queen comes over.
Right.
In case the queen visits. Right. That's what it's there for.
My mom used to tell me that that people that had china, like china.
Oh, yeah.
That was for rich people because they had fancy people come to their house. And I was like, wow. 1-800-330-9999. When you were young, what do you think made someone rich? You can call or text.
You were definitely rich if you ever got to be in like a limo, right?
Oh, yeah.
I remember I was in a junior bridesmaid in my cousin's wedding, and I brought the pictures to school to show everyone that I was, in fact, in a limo. And that was like the biggest sign that you were like doing it. Like you were rich. You were loaded.
Right, right. You were rolling large, right?
Yeah, those long stretch limos
just
when you're little.
Sparkling wine, not even like real champagne, like a sparkling cider in the limo because you were like 15 as a junior bridesmaid. But you're feeling yourself then at that point. You're like, look at me.
But isn't it funny how now it's not even so much about the limo. You want to be in like the big black SUV. That's how you're
it's
cool.
It's a vomit comet. Like, I don't want to be in the back of any long vehicle. I got to be honest. Like, I want the Secret Service look, but that's about it.
No, I still think it's cool if you're in a limo.
I can't do the party bus thing, anything like that. I'm going to uke.
Yeah, this is fun. When you were a kid, what do you think made someone rich? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. When you were a kid, what do you think made someone rich? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. My 11-year-old daughter said, Samantha's rich, one of our girlfriends. And I said, why do you think that? She's like, her grandparents live in Florida.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, that's the barometer for
totally
what's
rich?
But then I thought about, when you were a kid, there was always, you would think that something would make someone rich. If you got to go away on spring break,
right?
I always thought you were rich.
Totally.
Because my parents would look at me like I was insane.
If your parents owned a convertible?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely
you were rich.
I'm looking at our text line. Rich wrote, if you had a satellite dish on your house.
Oh, my gosh.
You're so rich.
Right, because nobody even knew what satellite was at that point. They were like, what is that?
Right, yeah. If you didn't brown bag your school lunch, but instead you pulled out an elaborate 7-piece Tupperware set and had a bottle of Evian water, you were rich. I still believe that.
Totally rich. Yeah. Right. I mean, come on. Kids drinking Fiji? Come on.
There was a text that says, when I was in first grade, there was a girl who had a fancy pen and a huge set of colored pencils. Yep. When they had all those colored pencils that came almost in a briefcase, you were rich.
Remember how proud you would be going to school for the first day, right? You had your good, clothes and all that stuff on, but then they'd be like, all right, let's pull out our supplies. And then somebody would pull out an elaborate trapper keeper.
Right.
Oh, and it had the fold inside, the clear plastic one, where you could stuff other stuff in there. Come on, you're just being greedy now, kid.
Or the crayons when they had a 24-pack and not the 8-pack like me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. How about a waterbed? That's a good text.
Yes.
Remember, you were definitely rich if you had a waterbed.
Yeah. I had one, but they were selling them for $100 on Craigslist at that point.
Oh.
That was decades later.
Yeah. You're like, that was last month.
I figured
you
out in
that.
My 20s I was not rich if I had a waterbed.
And a boat. That's definitely true.
Oh, totally.
If you had a boat, you were... I still believe that.
Right.
I still believe you
have
a boat.
Well, now as an adult,
rich.
When I see you with the boat, I know that you're in debt. That's what I know.
1-800-330-9999. When you were a kid, what did you think made someone rich? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Having two kitchens in your home. My family's Italian, like yours. And a friend of mine had three kitchens.
No.
Every floor.
No.
Come on.
No. Three kitchens is insane. three kitchens is insane. I have two kitchens now, and if you have three kitchens, you're rich.
You can't get a permit for that.
Right.
There's no way.
Well, I'm not saying that my second one's permitted. You know how that goes.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think made somebody rich when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, we had one household in our neighborhood that had a cleaning lady come once a week.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. And if they had one of those maid mobiles, you'd tell them to park it on the lawn. It was the proudest moment.
Right.
Yes, it definitely was.
Yeah. So funny how the older you get, the more you think about this. And you're like, wow, I really believed that was unattainable.
Right. And Ann Raven, when you were a kid, what made you rich?
Oh, my God. Two things. Sleepover summer camp. And air conditioning.
Right. Summer camp.
That's
right.
A good one.
Central air was like a mythical thing. Like, you didn't even understand what it was. But if they had even the window ones in every room, you were like, they're totally rich.
Oh, my God. Definitely.
Wait, I had air conditioning. Was I rich?
You were totally rich.
I don't think I was.
You had total phone and you had air conditioning.
Oh, my gosh.
You were rich.
We didn't get air conditioning until we were all leaving the house. And
right.
My father got it for himself.
Right, like 1993. Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When you were a kid, what did you think made somebody rich?
Columns on the outside of the house.
Oh, yes. All the way across. Oh, yes.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was two-story columns. Forget it. It was like the White House. It's like the White House. Who lives in there? The president?
That's exactly what I thought it looked like as a kid.
Right. Who lives in there? Are you related to Lincoln? Right.
I still agree with that.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2:00.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this week.
Hi.
So yesterday on the show, we were talking about whether or not you think you married up. My husband and I always go back and forth because it's actually sweet. He thinks he married up and I think I married up, like in terms of looks anyway. Do you think you married up according to Raven? Like, do you think you married up or he married up?
Well, we both did.
That's what I said.
We both did.
That's a good answer.
For sure. Yeah. Me in every aspect, I definitely married up.
Oh,
I mean, yeah.
So sweet.
For sure.
That's nice. Yeah,
and my friends would agree. I don't know how my friends didn't, you know, smack me upside the head for some of the people that I dated. Maybe they tried, but...
Right. Oh, no. I think they did try. Yeah, right. I think they did try before that.
Yeah, but, you don't listen to your friends. You're blind. They call it love is blind for a reason. You don't see what everybody else sees.
Well, love was deaf, dumb, and mute also at that time before then, too. But there's that.
Raven would like to think there was no one before him. Right?
That's not true, actually. Right. I'm not one of those. I said the same thing that I married up. My wife is beautiful and smart and disciplined and keeps me on track and out of trouble and all those things.
Yeah. He did say all those nice things.
Oh, now he appreciates that. Usually he's complaining, you know, to keep him on track.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll resist from now until the end of time because I got to be me.
It's true. But he did say it, though. He said that he feels like he really lucked out that he got to marry you. So I thought that was really sweet.
Aww.
Yep. All right, so what kind of grade would you like to give Raven this week? Has he been behaving?
He's been good. You know, last weekend, Anna, we had a little social distance gathering in our backyard, of course. And I was so sad when it was over. I came in the house, and I'm watching videos on my phone. And, of course, I'm watching, you know, the Dirty Dancing dance to Time of Your Life.
Crying to it. She's crying to it.
You know, I had too many cocktails and I'm crying and I'm like, this is my life dream. Right. I've always wanted to do this dance. He wouldn't do it at our wedding. He wouldn't take the classes. I was upset.
Midnight on a Saturday.
You trust him to lift you over his head?
Oh, let her finish.
Vodka, Anna, vodka. He plugged the phone into the TV and like played it and like attempted to try to dance with me. It was actually really.
You should see
sweet.
The way I sashay down the hallway.
Did you lift?
Like
her?
When Patrick Swayze starts coming back towards the stage. Woo! He's all pompadour and hips. That's me. No, I don't get that low. I can't get that low. If I get that low, I can't get up.
You immediately complained about your knees. I could imagine you getting low.
It's like you were there.
Right. Oh, well, that's sweet.
Yeah, it was nice.
He's working that grade. So what kind of grade do you want to give him? I mean, he lifted you over his head like a swan.
No.
He never actually lifted me up.
No, I got you above chest, and then we both fell over. But that's all right. We fell onto the couch. It could have been worse.
That's true. He's. I'm going to have to give him an A. I mean, an A for effort.
Yay!
All right.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the last time he got an A.
No.
It might have been your birthday.
Neither do I.
Yeah. I mean, how many times has it happened? Maybe like four in my life.
Right. It's a big day.
Right.
Big day.
Woo. Yeah.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you get to decide who's right. Anita and James. Anita, let's start with you. What's going on?
So I met James a month or so ago. We're dating, and it's going really well. We got to the fourth date, and he asked if we could split the tab.
Threshold moment.
And I was like, I don't think so, mister. You're still courting me. We're still dating. We're not, like, exclusive or anything yet. I think it's kind of early in the game for him to want us to move to that phase, doing everything halfsies. He completely disagrees, of course.
James, how do you go from, like, you picking up the tab to all of a sudden being like, okay, now we're going to start splitting? I'm just curious how it works. I'm not judging either way. What's your thoughts on this?
I think after a certain amount of time, your girl should kind of pay, because if you're just constantly paying the whole time, when does it end? If I don't actually just put down my foot in the very beginning, then it does seem like you're a gold digger, and it would show that you're confident enough that you make your money, I make my money, we're sharing this, and at some point, obviously, I'll pay, but you can do like a good gesture at this point, like as I ask.
I understand. You want to feel like the other person is as invested as you.
So three dates is your cutoff, then you stop paying 100% for the dates?
Three dates is the cutoff just to see if the other person's willing to do it. And that was my, like, red flag right there real quick. Not red flag. I don't want to say it's over or anything. I'm just saying, you know me, at this point, it's been a month. It doesn't mean I'm not going to pay here and there in the future.
Right. Anita, do you like James?
I think he's great, and we're having fun so far. We're definitely still getting to know each other.
Right. And it's time for us to get to know each other's wallets.
James, you've been into Anita? You're happy with her?
Yeah, totally. I'm totally into you. I maybe I have something from the past of a relationship where I paid forever.
maybe I'm bringing some baggage into it.
Well, I think it's fun that you guys came together to us, and what we can do is ask the audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Anita. You're not a gold digger, but you think it's strange that he would pay for the first three dates and then be like, okay, now it's time for us to start splitting. But people may see your side too, James. At least you're being honest and upfront after three dates.
Exactly.
That, you know, you don't expect to pay all the time. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Totally.
Yeah.
I think this should be fun. Totally.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
At what point in a relationship do you start splitting the bills? Mm. Yeah, like going out bills, restaurant bills, movie bills.
I think that when it's a point where you're comfortable enough where you definitely get the feeling that you're hanging out together. Like, this is a shared thing that you're doing together. It's not just still, hey, does this other person actually like me? I think you've already decided that at this point.
Anita and James, they haven't been dating very long. Only three dates. It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. But James says, that's it. That's the cutoff. Now we have to start splitting our bills. And Anita's like, are you kidding? What guy says that? What do you think about it? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I'm on the boyfriend side. I was always taught the man always pays. Unless you're getting dumped.
Unless you're getting what?
Unless you're getting dumped.
Right, yeah, if you're getting dumped, right, rescind that check.
Well, right. You're right. You should probably not continue going out with somebody and paying for their meals if they dumped you.
Well, no, order big, all right? And you feel like this is the dinner where you're getting dumped. Cry or fake a cry when she does it. Say, excuse me, go to the bathroom and dine and dash.
Nice.
See you later.
That's classy.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm a little bit on both of their sides. While I understand his point of view, I think there should have maybe been a discussion first, because me personally, I don't expect for the man to pay for my meals and my dates every single time, because it's rough out there paying bills and rent and mortgage and everything else.
It's true.
I get it, right? Yeah. If they're not splitting the bills, yeah, McDonald's it is. If you are splitting the bill, hey, Capital Grill, here
there
we go.
Although I do love McDonald's.
That's it. Right.
Yep. I love Capital Grill too. I love them both. Them both equally.
Yep.
And Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, good morning. I'm on her side today, but for the only reason that it's a little bit awkward. I think if it happened to me, I'd be taken aback. All of a sudden, someone starts saying, hey, can we split this? So that's the only reason I'm on her side. She, however, should start asking him places and pay in full.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Anita, our audience agreed with you. It's weird, James. Like, it's one thing to say from early on, okay, let's split everything and set those expectations. But to say, okay, we've been on three dates and now I'm not going to pay anymore, people felt like it was just odd.
Okay. No, I see it. I see it. I understand. I was just, you know, testing the waters, just seeing if she was interested in that for the future. Not like I was going to just demand it forever, but...
Yeah. For the future, Anita, you got that?
Yeah, like if you like that heat or air conditioning or lights that you experience when you go over his house for the future, if you want a part of that, you're going to have to pay a percentage.
For the future, okay.
Well, either way, obviously you guys like each other, so good luck with the relationship, and don't let something like this be what divides you. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I got the next one, Anita. Don't worry.
If anyone else has an issue, send an email to couplescore@annaandraven.com. It's the week you can beat Raven. It's Anna and Raven. This week, we're giving Raven's brain a kind of a week off. We're playing back all our favorite times that Raven got taken down.
Let this serve as proof that I can't actually lose.
Remember this time? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, it's Sue.
Sue?
Sue.
Sue, please ask Raven to leave the room.
Raven, leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Sue.
All right, Sue, we got $2,400 on the line. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I give you 3 seconds. I bring them back in, and I'm going to ask them the same five questions. Now, whoever gets the most right wins.
Okay.
If it's a tie, though, remember, it goes to Raven. You have to beat him, okay?
Okay.
Number one, Tom Hanks is in talks to play the role of Geppetto in Disney's live-action Pinocchio. What happens when Pinocchio tells a lie?
His nose.
One more time?
His nose grows.
Okay. Number two, Amazon has greenlit a series adaption of A League of Their Own. Who directed the 1992 movie?
Penny Marshall.
Number three, Simon Cowell broke his back while riding a new electric bike on his property. He's expected to make a full recovery. What girl band did Simon sign after they appeared on X Factor that included Camila Cabello?
Fifth Harmony.
Number four, Selena Gomez is returning to TV in an upcoming Hulu comedy called Only Murderers in the Building, and she will be acting alongside Steve Martin and Martin Short. What Disney TV show did she star in where she played a wizard?
Wizards of Waverly Place.
At number five, Chris Pratt and his wife welcomed their first child together, a girl. Who is Chris Pratt's father-in-law?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Boom, Sue!
How'd you do?
Oh, she got all five. She's going to beat you. There's no way you know number four. Okay, ready? Oh, boy. Number one, Tom Hanks is in talks to play the role of Geppetto in Disney's live-action Pinocchio.
Yeah.
What happens when Pinocchio tells a lie?
His nose grows, of course.
That's correct. Number two, Amazon has greenlit a series adaption of A League of Their Own. Who directed the 1992 movie?
Penny Marshall.
That is correct. You can't get any wrong, Raven. Just a reminder.
Thank you.
Number three, Simon Cowell broke his back while riding a new electric bike on his property. He's expected to make a full recovery.
That's good.
What girl band did Simon Cowell sign after they appeared on X Factor that included Camila Cabello?
Fifth Harmony, of course.
Yes.
Yep.
Number four, Selena Gomez is returning to TV in an upcoming Hulu comedy called Only Murderers in the Building alongside Steve Martin and Martin Short. What Disney TV show did she star in where she played a wizard?
Sabrina's Witch?
No!
I mean, you're so happy you act like it's my money. Look at you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Congratulations. That's big cash.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
That is the biggest jackpot we've had so far, and it's all yours.
Sue, what are you going to spend that money on?
Probably Bill.
Right?
What's the answer? I want to know the answer.
It's Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah, no, I would have never had
that. How about number five? Chris Pratt and his wife welcomed their first child together, a girl. Who is Chris Pratt's father-in-law?
Arnold, of course. But congratulations, Sue.
Sue, you did it. You are $2,400 richer.
Oh, my God. It's Sue, and I just beat Raven.
All right, Sue, hold on the line. Hold on. Congratulations.
Well done, Sue.
It felt good for me. Yeah.
It does every time, but the sting sticks with me, and that's why I come back readier than ever to play.
And when the game comes back Monday, $1,000 up for grabs. Can't beat Raven with Anna and Raven.
Big money.
Make sure you're listening to the cheat sheet at 12 and 5:30 today. I'll give you the first two answers to Monday's five pop culture questions.